33 Black, today's guest on The Worst Little Podcast. Hit it.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the campus of UNR in Reno, Nevada. It's The Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, not Mr. Dowd. I have with me my beautiful co-host, Kim, Cadillac Kim. I got Dogwater Dick in the back, a couple interns floating around, but our guest today, like I said, 33 Black. Yeehaw!
On The Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Red.
I love it when you say dick in the back.
Dogwater Dick in the back. Whoa! Yeah. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Look out. All right, here we are again.
How's it going?
Yeah, long time no see, Nick.
I know.
You've been MIA.
Yeah, I've been busy doing that Hedwig in the Angry Inch play,
which was I'm just gonna go ahead and lead with that. That was fucking amazing Friday night,
dude.
Elise and I went. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I went on Wednesday.
Holy fuck,
it was
so
awesome,
good. So good.
I'm glad.
Although
you guys
I was kind of grossed out when he licked the floor. I'm like, some things have happened on that stage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's so gross. But yeah, we had a we got the VIP tickets or whatever. Super worth it. If you're listening, get the VIP tickets. You get a table up front. Yeah, I was like up front on the right.
Oh, you were so far over, I didn't see
you. Yeah,
it.
And
if you don't get the VIP tickets, get the very middle at the top of the aisle where I sat.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome to see the entire room and all the people and fucking, yeah, and you're right in the middle of everything. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, there's really not a bad seat in
house. It was my first place at the new spot.
Isn't it nice?
It's fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So good.
It's as cool and homey as the old one was, but bigger.
But bigger, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah, but the show was amazing. The band was fucking awesome. I didn't realize that Daisy was the drummer.
Oh, yeah. You never saw Stabby
you
Unicorn.
Mean...
No, I haven't. I mean, I knew Eric was in it, but I've never seen them actually like play, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that they were in a band together.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Husband and wife
team. Yeah, I mean, obviously they're married. I knew that.
But... Yeah.
Yeah.
They met at a party at my house.
Oh, I met my
I
lady
know.
At your house.
I was going to say, that's what you guys have in common. You and two and them two.
Didn't they play their first show at one of your backyard parties, too?
Yeah, and it was recorded, and the recording from that actually wound up on the Nowhere Nevada soundtrack.
In the movie.
Right.
Yeah. And then we actually used a better version in the soundtrack.
Oh, right. Rick, you're such a Cupid.
Dude, it's so rad.
You put people together.
He's
then we fall in love accidentally.
He's the conduit.
And I stay lonely. It's awful.
Oh, you're not lonely.
Oh, poor lonely Rick.
America's favorite faggot.
So I heard we were talking before the show. You familiar with it?
Yeah, it's a great.
Are you on your mic? Get right up on that shit.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you hear how good that sounds?
Okay, yeah, I got really lucky and got the opportunity to actually see it on Broadway with Neil Patrick Harris.
Fuck.
It was incredible. It was an intense show, though. I walked away questioning both my sexuality and my existence on Earth.
That's Jeb, everybody, from 33 Black.
Yeah, let's talk to these guys.
And we got Travis in here in the room with us. Oh, say hi, everybody.
Stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
And the downstairs, we got the drummer Spencer.
Hey.
He's so happy to be here. And
so alone.
I know, it is lonely.
It is lonely in the drummer dungeon.
Yeah.
You want me to have one of the interns come down and sit with you?
Yeah.
And read a magazine?
No.
Okay. Pyle can come. Or
dude,
go.
In the version of when I saw the show, Hedwig, the Joe like came over and fucking totally like grinded on me in little leather shorts and nothing else.
Oh, that's nice.
Did you like it?
Oh yeah. Oh no, I was totally
okay.
He was headed my way and I'm like, Oh yeah, daddy. Come sit down right here.
Okay.
Right here.
So when we went Friday night at Good Luck Macbeth, there's always those like season ticket holders, you know, that they're just like old people who don't like they didn't look into the show beforehand, and so they didn't know what they were getting into. And this couple was sitting in like one of the VIP sections or whatever. They were like old gray hair like peoples, and yeah, Joe comes up and does that to them, and they were just like horrified.
like
I think
seriously.
They got up and left. Yeah,
did they leave?
Oh, I think they left. Yeah,
awesome. I didn't think we had any leavers.
Yeah, it was they were uncomfortable, but yeah. I'm like, come on, dude.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris licked a bald dude's head in the front row and then was actively like running down the aisle spitting on people.
I can't imagine what they would have done if that had happened.
It was a rock and roll gesture.
Yeah.
All Joe did when I was like at that show was like pet some guy on the head and then, you know, dance on that awkward old couple.
I see him do some crazy shit after the encore.
It's pretty fucking great.
Yeah, I didn't know. Actually, okay, so I have to admit, I'm not like a big theater person, so I didn't really know what Hedwig was about. Mm-hmm. And it was actually kind of sad.
Oh, it's a sad story.
Why they call it the Angry Inch. I had like, wow, dude, that's not cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to her story as a child, you're like, oh my God, this poor kid, you know.
Yeah,
some horrible things happened.
Kind of fucked up.
You know? Is it a story or is it? Naked dude just dancing on everybody.
No, it's like
the dance is just a little part of it.
It's like a two-person like play. Like the person that plays Hedwig, and I haven't seen it here, but I'm going to now.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty much a long monologue with a few lines from Joe, who's her
or Yitzhak, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yitzhak and Hedwig are kind of the stars, but Yitzhak barely talks but has a story going on, right. too,
and
like a sub-story.
She was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Right?
So
right.
awesome.
And Yitzhak is played is a dude played by a woman, wherein Hedwig's a woman played by a dude.
Yeah.
But a dude who became a woman, so. The anyway, angry. I don't want to give it
yeah.
all away.
Don't give it all away,
podcast,
yeah. But no, there is a story, and it's good. And the live band aspect is pretty cool.
It's like akin to a live rock show with live stand-up
yeah.
and some drag.
Totally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of drag.
And,
it is
and
so
a
great.
Really good story.
It is yeah. so great to see Rhiannon and Daisy as men.
Yeah,
yeah right.
yeah. Yeah, the band
they
is all dudes,
men.
So we had to change their look for the play. Cause,
it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, guys, you did a hell of a job.
And if you want to dig into this more, you can go back a couple podcasts ago when we were on, when Hedwig was here at the studio.
And the podcast makes more sense to me because I didn't know the story or the play when we did the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Now the podcast makes more sense to me than it did when we did it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So, did you re-listen to it?
No, but I like a bunch of the stuff that happened. I was like, this is so like scary, slow, and like there's dead air and like uncomfortable
oh, yeah.
moments. And,
it was pretty awkward.
And that's totally appropriate for this show. It's not. It was. Yeah.
All right,
it all
I
made
guess,
a lot more sense.
I guess I'll listen now. I haven't even listened to that one yet. I'm so bad.
You only listen to the ones you're on, huh?
Well, I didn't. Well, I listened to all of them that I have to do the blog for, but
oh.
Rory did that week, so I didn't like have to. So I had a week off.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And if you can revisit the songs because Rick recorded four of them.
Oh,
for
sweet.
Us
awesome.
And the music is so great. I love those fucking songs.
Yeah.
And my favorite song is the one that. Do you always do that song as an encore? Or is it.
Yeah.
As an encore?
That's my favorite fucking. Yeah, the when yeah. they come back up on stage and do one more song. That's
Did you
my
not
favorite
get an encore?
Song.
No.
Oh, then that was the
night
the drunk lady.
That was Friday.
That was the drunk lady up front's fault because she kind of ruined it.
That couple. I
what happened? I want to know. Can we talk about it or is it bad?
Well, we'll get it over really quick so we can get to the band. But
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
I don't know.
That has nothing to do
from.
With this story.
Oh, okay.
She was pretty attractive. I mean, she was a nice looking lady, but she was already three sheets to the wind. And we get halfway through the show, we get up to that song, Sugar Daddy, and fucking. The quiet parts come, and she's like, "Woo!" And like everybody else is being quiet in the middle of it. And it's like a sad part.
Oh,
she's whistling at the end. And then they got up and left for a minute.
I thought,
hallelujah. And then they came back and we're like, oh, fuck.
She gets up and starts wandering to the wrong side of the theater. And her like boyfriend or whatever gets up and like grabs her by the shoulders and turns her. He was super good with her. Like turns her and guides her to the bathroom or wherever the hell they were going. And then they come back. And, like he pulls a chair out for her and stuff. And I'm like, I hope that wasn't like a first date.
Well, wait a minute. This sounds like you skipped an entire encore just so the lady wouldn't woo.
It was
that we were she rattled our performance for the second half of it, and also Amy wanted to save her voice, and it put everybody in a mood where we're just like, yeah, we're not going back out this tonight.
Well, that means I'm just gonna have to go see it again. God
yeah,
damn it.
And be good audience so you get an encore.
All right,
you know everybody else is good, but any rotten apples spoil the bunch.
Fuck that cat.
And I was just surprised that Hedwig didn't just call her out and go. It's my show, bitch. You know, like,
yeah, it seems
shut
like
your
a
fucking
thing
mouth.
That I would have done. Anyway.
Capital C for cunt.
Thank you, Chewy. Absolutely.
Thanks, Chewy. Right.
Anyway.
I say kick her in the leg.
Hope you're doing well on the road in Elko.
Yeah.
We miss you, buddy.
Oh, I
met a really fat girl in Elko.
Oh, God. You and
Elko.
Play,
I rarely play the same temple twice, but that was appropriate. I'm sorry.
All righty. Well,
that's one of
that.
Our hosts here. He's out of town right now.
Is this your first time? Huh?
Yeah, what's he in Elko for?
He works there. Like he works. He's like
works
a bricklayer.
Chewy does. Yeah. He does
brickwork. Poetry out of Elko.
He does brickwork for mines.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes into like with the giant rooms where they fucking superheat metal, and he does the brickwork.
Yeah, fireproof bricking
sounds extremely dangerous.
Yes, if they were to not know he was there and turn it on.
I don't want to think about that.
It's horrible.
I've read those stories, like at that tuna factory or whatever.
Oh, my
Did
God.
You guys hear about that?
When they accidentally canned the guy?
They accidentally put him in a fucking, like he was in the oven cleaning it or something.
Yes, I did hear about that.
Oh,
and turned it on.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I haven't eaten canned tuna since.
I'm now I'm sad.
I know. Sorry.
I'm
wow.
gonna bring the show down.
I'm probably still gonna eat the canned tuna.
As long as there's no dolphin in there.
Yeah. Well, there's always dolphin.
Oh God.
And all kinds of other shit that live in the ocean.
Dolphin's pretty tasty.
You never know.
You're ruining canned tuna for me. I depend on it.
Well,
enough about that. Yeah, thanks, good luck, Macbeth. Here. If you haven't seen it, go down to...
How much longer is it planned for?
2 more weeks.
Dude, and they gave me another ticket. He said that the lights weren't working good the night that I was there, which I didn't notice. I thought the show was great. Uh-huh. And they're like, come back and see it again this Wednesday.
Oh.
And I don't know if I can. I've got a bunch of shit happening.
But I
would love to...
Yeah, pass it on.
Right, we gotta, yeah.
Pay it forward.
Fuck, because I would love to hear all the songs again. And have Joe on my lap again.
Well, you only get there's only 8 more chances for that to happen, Rick. So.
Wait, didn't you just record Weapons of Mass Creation? Did he not sit on your lap then?
Oh no, and I spent more time with Joe than Joe is one of my. I've spent so many hours with Joe in the studio. No, we would never do that alone without an audience.
Hedwig is a character,
without
y'all.
Audience.
Besides, his fucking
I'm just kidding.
His girlfriend could kill me.
Ashley could
fucking,
kill you.
Ashley's
cut
fucking
you.
Tough as shit.
She yeah. is. Yeah.
Like I would not. Like unless there was a note. Unless she
I
was
would
like,
never cross
Rick,
her.
Rick, you are totally allowed to
you
have
get
a fucking
pass.
Joseph. You're like, well, I'm not there.
I need a hall pass from your wife
exactly.
for this to happen.
Then it's cool.
Freebasing with gays.
Anyway, that'll be on the next podcast, Chewbacca. But this one, we're here with 33 Black.
33 Black!
An alt country band, is that?
Sure. Yeah. Whatever
label.
Whatever you want to define us as.
What do you define yourself as?
We don't know. We just. I mean, that's up for other people. We just kind of
play music.
That's pretty rocking.
Do our thing.
It's like country rock.
Yeah. So, is this your first time on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Is this your first time on any podcast?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Well, playing music.
Travis, are you too quiet or not close enough to your mic?
Here we are.
He's just asleep.
Oh, look at how good that sounds. Sorry.
Just kidding.
I've been on a podcast before, but like just dicking around and being like, you know, trying to be funny with my friends that have a podcast, not actually like playing music. And,
well, that's what I do every week.
Sexually.
Yeah. See, the music, we do that too here, but then the music legitimizes us because
exactly.
we have an actual
totally.
Focus.
And I have a reason to get drunk with my friends every week now instead of just for no reason.
Here,
so
here.
Cheers.
Right.
Here.
Speaking
here's
of.
To the musicians.
Here's to my reason to get drunk this week. Yeah,
I'll touch the cheers.
Boop.
Speaking of music, why don't you guys play another song and then we'll get talking about the origins of 33 Black.
Yeah, very sounds well. Good.
Fuck
sounds
yeah. Good.
You want to play Man with a Loaded Gun?
Yes.
Nice. Mm. We'll be right back.
something else to let me down. And knowing bridges that I burn, they're always coming back around. Yeah, always on the run. Fight the city.
I'm so glad that's over.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm good at making fun of things.
Yeah, you are.
We spent enough time with Richard to know that he's just kind of a dick.
Who's
pun
Richard?
Pun intended.
Oh, you guys record with Rick?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always just a roast session with him. Mainly me. I'm his main target. It's easy.
I wasn't sure if you were familiar with our favorite F word.
Yeah.
I can't say it. I feel bad.
I'm one and I can't say it.
With her
Riku,
does it work that way, Rick? With girls?
Dirty cocksucker.
Yeah.
Are we still called that?
No, you're not. And it's a funny thing because
so
in the gay community.
Not interchangeable?
Dude, it used to be GLBT because gay refers to both of us and lesbian is only half of us and then bisexual. It went in that order. And then the lesbians came along and said, oh, no, it's LGBT. Like,
women rule everything.
L stands for only half of the gays, or like a fraction of us, and they're fucking gonna be first. And us gay dudes were like, okay, don't hurt us. And like, we'll be second. It's okay. So it's a weird thing how like, and I don't think I'm allowed to say the D word.
Oh,
right. And
I
then
say
I don't
it all
think
the
you
time.
Can say.
Like a hole in a bridge.
The only time I've ever heard the fag used on a girl is on the Howard Stern show when one of the people on Howard Stern said she was a fag.
Why is there no like unilateral? Why is there no unilateral like slur for our people?
Well, I think it was like originally meant to be like queer, right? But then that just became a word like of empowerment.
Dude, I got a
word.
Friend.
Yeah, I know.
Right? No, that's
true.
In the GLBTQ XYZ stuff. But dude, I got a friend who's from New York, and he loves faggot. He said that's no big deal at all. But if you call him queer, he will punch you in the fucking face.
Really?
Huh. Like that's the bad word to him.
Weird.
So it's
weird.
Regional too.
That's
who
queer.
Knows?
Yeah,
probably just,
and I think everybody should be able to say fag. It doesn't like.
Yeah,
I think
it's like South Park episode.
Yeah, God, I love that South Park episode.
You can only say
thank you so much.
It's so good. He's like, they're not, you know.
Have you guys seen
How come I don't get beat?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? The South Park episode about the motorcycle riders?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about the other one. Where they got beeped if they said the word.
Oh, no, not
but
that
if
one.
You are,
that other F word. Yeah, no,
can,
not that one.
You can say it.
Oh, yes.
If you are gay, then you can say it and you don't get beeped. But if you're gay, you can't say it because it's offensive. I don't know.
Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah, go for it.
That was definitely, that's a good episode.
It's one of my favorites.
Top tens. That and then the guitar hero episode.
Oh, God, I love
that
one.
Yeah, my favorite part of that is when he's like, they're playing at the restaurant. He stands up. He starts playing the guitar, and it's like, and he's like, "Oh, is that John the Fisherman acoustically?" Like,
that's funny.
So good. Yeah.
Very funny.
So how's the drummer doing?
I'm good.
Not asleep down there?
Yeah, he's good. He's probably like busy just being smart. He's way smarter than all of us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
He dumps for us dumbasses.
Drummers are pretty smart.
He's like a biochemist.
What's the average age in this band?
He's like a biochemist or he is a biochemist?
The average age, 21, 22, 26. Thank you. Spencer, are you 26?
Yeah, I'm 26.
Oh,
holy
Spencer's
shit,
the old one? I didn't realize
babies.
That.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're young.
So, when did your band get together?
So we're, I guess, relatively new. It started out, Travis and I have known each other since high school, and then I came up
sexually.
And we'll get to that later.
And then I came up here. I actually played baseball at UNR for 3 years, and then I decided that I was done with it and wanted to, you know, play music and, Travis was looking to transfer, and he just came up, and we started living together and just playing music, and then we're like, oh, we should get a drummer, and the first guy to show up was Spencer, and then he was pretty good. So we lucked out.
Right. So that's how they picked you.
Yeah,
we were just literally the first guy to show up.
A Craigslist ad.
Travis posted.
Uh-huh. What did the ad say?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, the title was in all caps.
That's what you want.
I let Travis handle that one.
Team-driven. Oh, it was just so inspirational. And I just said, yeah, let's go for it. And
Craigslist
hookup. So.
Did it say something like, we like these,
boys. Yeah, like
it said, we like boys, angry
bottom, angry bottom needs holes filled,
like strong beating.
So, exactly. How did you guys know that you would all like the same type of music and
direction? I don't know. I mean, Spencer's pretty tolerant. I guess we never asked him what kind of music he likes until after.
The ad didn't say anything like we were the Oak Ridge Boys or like there's no. Sounds
well,
like...
I wanted to be the Village People, but that got shut down really quick.
Now can't... in my head, I'm like wondering which the characters you would eat. Yeah.
You can't all be the cowboy.
I'd be the construction worker.
Can we make that a quiz question?
Yes! You guys just
that's a great quiz question.
Just awesome. Embedded a quiz question. Very cool.
Yeah, but Travis and I were kind of playing like little two-man shows with each other, like just like acoustic stuff, and we're like, yeah, let's... you know, we were playing songs that I'd written a long time ago that we had written together, all different kinds of stuff. And then we're like, let's, you know, dial it up a notch and let's get a drummer. And so the first night Spencer showed up, we're like, hey, we're just going to play our stuff and you just drum to it.
He came and showed up.
Yeah, it worked out great. And
sweet.
I would say 95%, 95% probably of the drums from that first night or ended up making it on the EP.
Yeah.
Nice. We just kept
fuck
it.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So when was it that you guys were playing out just the two of you? Because I was looking you guys up before
show.
We
like
were doing
August,
that for probably what, like...
July, what, 4 or 5 months?
4 or 5 months, yeah. We opened
So just like
for,
a year ago, or...
We played a pretty big show here.
We opened for Lanco. They're like a country music band.
Oh.
There was this private event party called The Rooster. It's like a rich people concert that's like end of the summer rich people party. Uh-huh. And
it's like Bohemian Grove.
We'll never get to go.
It was a paying gig, and it was actually a pretty like big stage, and like what it was like. It was like 700 people.
Yep.
And we went up there and had no fucking clue what we gotten ourselves into, and
we did all right.
Old rich people party.
Yeah, they actually ate it up.
How do they party, though? Like, did you get to party with them?
With a lot of Jack Daniels.
Oh.
The Rooster, and they have their own slushy called Rooster Juice, and it's like a Jack Daniels and Coke slushy.
That sounds so classy, you guys.
You have one of them, and you know you've had one. You have two of them. Everyone knows you had one.
Okay. Well,
that's the saying.
Well, I like that.
They know how to keep it classy.
Yeah, but we got that gig and we were trying to figure out what to call ourselves because we'd kind of been like playing and just like going through a bunch of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Travis and Jed show.
Yeah, we experimented. We experimented with like the worst name of all time, like JT and the Tunes.
Thank God you didn't keep that. Because if you did that, it would follow you forever.
Yeah, no,
right. 33 blacks.
So,
way
so
better.
33 has been like my like family lucky number. Actually,
oh, he's got a tattooed on
and
him.
So yeah. I moved here because I used to go to school in Chico, and that kind of chewed me up and spit me out.
Uh-huh.
So Jed,
a lot of hippies in Chico.
Chico did?
Yeah, Jed, being my best friend, said, you know, come up here, move with me, we'll do songs together. So we're doing that, and first night up here, he took me out on the town gambling. I'd never been gambling before, and I put a bunch of money on his family number.
Roulette,
on roulette, and then we won, and I was like, it has something to do with gambling. We're Reno based.
Yeah, he thought he was like, well, do you want to be called 33 Black? And I said, I would love to be called 30. I was like, that sounds sweet. I'd never thought of it before, but yeah, it was.
That's how it was.
I like it, man.
Good, yeah.
At first, when I saw 33 Black, I was all, this is either going to be death metal.
I thought it was going to be another metal band.
Or based on gambling, so maybe
yeah, like
country.
Rockabilly.
It makes sense for you, or rockabilly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's what it made me think of because my girlfriend's older brother plays stand up bass in a gothabilly band.
Which band?
They're from SoCal. They're called Johnny Dahmer.
Mm. That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
oh my
they've
God.
Got. Yeah, they're actually.
What?
It's a pretty. If you're in the
good,
if you're in the LA if you're in the greater LA area, they play shows around there all the time. He's in a few different bands. He's also in a Blink 182 tribute band called What's My Age Again? Because they're all like 35.
Dude, my fiance would love him so much.
Yeah, he's a crazy dude, but he's awesome.
Richard, I gotta ask.
Richard.
Richard
is my real name.
Sorry.
Richard, I gotta ask, there's a, you know, you record with hundreds of bands. Slut fungus. It's on your wall. Yes. What's what? Yes. What? Is it? Were they
oh God,
on the
that
podcast?
Beer almost came out of my nose. You guys.
Oh, they've been on our podcast. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I hope they're like.
It's a little ways back, and they were. They dude, they were so awesome. I think I did two
folk
three
rock
albums.
Folk rock, right?
And yeah, yeah, like, really just grungy, terrible Carson City punk rock. Yeah. And I mean terrible awesome. In the best way.
Carson City
like, I love
punk
them.
Rock.
We
recently- Dude, they were so fucking... And Brian, who was their drummer, he is now the bass player for
Murder Rock
and has been a bunch of different things. And when they were on the show... Dude, when they were... They would be singing a song. I had an entire wall of Bibles, and they stood in front. The lead singer stood in front of my wall of Bibles and screamed about how all the churches should be burned down in one of the songs. And it was just one of those magical moments in the studio, like that. I'm like, this is so cool.
Like,
this is happening.
I love it. People can't offend you with stuff like
oh,
that,
God.
Rick. Like,
it was
he's the least like offended person on the planet.
I totally
like,
understand wanting to burn churches down. I get it.
Yeah, we
get it.
We recently played a show. Actually, Spencer's one of his good friends is in a band, and he was playing a show with this band called Noise Brigade and got us a show with them. And they came out, and I asked Spencer's friend Bobby, who was in the other band, Sad Giants, and I said, how punk are these guys? Because I got a vibe. And then he goes, pretty punk. And cue, 5 seconds later, it's like, it's a new day.
Oh, God.
Just like, but no, but it was like in the best kind of way. Like, I love that kind of stuff. Like, I work out to pop punk.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Jed and I have a pop punk song, actually. It's called My Dad's a Dick.
Tonight. No, and I mean this, like, I love pop punk, so it's like, I know it sounds like I'm making fun of it, but I really do
enjoy
it.
No, it does kind of sound like you're making fun of it, but that was like, so you're way younger than me, but like when I was your age, that was like the thing.
No, believe me, I got tickets to see Blink-182 when I was like a sophomore in high school, and it was
so
best.
I've
it was the best
even
day of my life.
Yeah,
yeah. Tom was not his best. At his best at that time.
Oh, yeah. So you saw him after like the alien conspiracy stuff.
I bought his book. I went to I went to his book signing.
How was it? Was it weird?
He's actually kind of got some legitimate legitimacy to his.
No, 100%. Like he spoke before he started signing books, and I am an alien truther now.
Oh, okay.
I like you guys. You're tongue in cheek.
What does that actually mean? I'm so serious. I'm not
like
you know how like
it, can somebody pull up
thought,
their iPhone right now and ask Siri? What
you
that
don't.
Means?
You
I
can't
thought,
exactly take everything you say seriously.
But it implies right, like right. Imagine if you said something and then you just looked at the person and like rubbed your tongue in your cheek so that it like poofed out on the side of your face.
I'm doing that. Right?
I got it.
Yeah,
yeah. I got it.
That's totally right. Which either means
Siri. What does what does tongue in cheek mean? The phrase tongue-in-cheek is a figure of speech that describes a statement or other expression that the speaker or author does not mean literally, but intends as humor or otherwise not serious.
So like a fake blowjob. Cool. Okay.
No,
so
but I want to know the fucking origin. Right, because that could easily be like, yeah, and I'll suck your dick. Right, that's what I want it to mean. So.
That's so good. You guys are really good at this for being straight dudes. I'm just going to say that.
only straight dudes do that.
That's actually true, probably.
Tongue in cheek, if you don't plan.
Oh, fuck.
I'll take the socks off him in a minute.
How can we always end up in gay? No matter who we have on, we always end up in gay.
Because you have two gays here.
Yeah.
I'm learning
gay. I know, but there's so much to talk about besides just gayness. But
sorry.
I guess it's just the best.
Making you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm just like, here we go again. I'm
here
used
to
it. You know,
it's
like,
gay stuff.
That's what we do.
Sorry, guys. We should put that like as a disclaimer
on the
for everybody who comes on the show. Like,
lots of
we
music.
Book them.
Lots of gay stuff.
I have a lot of bands that I book. They come up to me and they're like, what should I expect? And I'm like, well, we're going to like, it's like lighthearted, like interviews and some music, and we'll ask you a quiz. I'm going to have to add the gay stuff. I'm going to have to add it.
We'll
and we talk about a lot of gay stuff.
Yeah, we might talk about poop.
Only if Chewy's here.
Depends on what day. I'm good with it. This is like mirroring like our house conversations.
Yeah.
I need to poop really bad.
I still can't believe
intern you made help
that.
The child.
It's funny because when we have people who don't know, like they don't know who that is who's talking.
Such horrible. I saw the one where she got brought on.
Oh yeah, did you? Okay.
Oh sweet. Okay.
Well, I didn't see it. It's a podcast.
I was
you know
say,
what I mean?
How did you see it?
You knew what I meant.
You saw it in your mind.
I take her to church on Sundays, and when people run into me with her, and then she talks, they're like, "Oh my God, it's that voice."
You're like,
"Wait, people who listen to our show go to church?"
No, I run into them. I run into them before church when I'm still in the place where all the heathens hang out.
People who listen to our show are awake at coffee shops on Sunday morning.
Well, and last time it was Chris, and he had a pretty girl. So a pretty girl will get you out of bed. You know what I'm saying?
We probably have a broader audience than we think.
Probably. You know. Hi, all of you.
Spencer, are you okay down there?
Yeah.
Feel free to chime in.
Yeah, you can be part of this, Spencer.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to stop talking first. Sorry, Spencer.
Never mind, Spencer. Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wait, and I also had another question because we recently had Blunderbust on who, like, decided as a band that they were not going to have a fucking bass player.
Oh, yeah.
What is your deal with no bass?
No, so we invited this man. Yeah. We invited a stranger to not be named over.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't even go there. We don't want a bassist. we like to keep it three because, you know, it's
a magic number.
It's honestly just better money-wise.
Yeah.
Swear to God. Like, and you don't have to keep track. You know, once you get to like a six-piece band, you got to keep track of everybody and everyone's got some shit coming up.
Yeah.
So that's we can all fair. Make our shows, yeah.
You're not 34 black. You're 33 black. So three is the magic number. That.
Three and three and there's three.
Yeah, that's
pretty new band. Have you, friends of the podcast, Huckleberry Road. Have you heard of them or seen them?
Oh, not you yet. Guys would be, that would be
I think
great.
You guys would go fucking, good with them.
They're around here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hook us up.
Dude, listen to their podcast.
I'll tell Bobo listen to this and we'll look you guys up. Sure.
They used to be Sil Shoda.
They're actually, they have a show coming up with Cowboy Indian.
I know them. Mason Fry used to be their lead guitarist.
Mason. He's one of my best friends. He's fucking awesome. And by best friends, I mean we get really like wasted usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week together.
Yeah. Are you at Pig on Tuesdays?
All the time. Well, not so much lately, but since Spike stopped hosting.
Oh, he's not. Glenn's hosting.
Glenn's hosting. Yeah, it's just, you know.
I love Glenn. I only know Glenn, so.
I love Glenn, too. But
Glenn got me up there playing.
We'll be there Tuesday.
Glenn is a lovable dude.
Glenn's fucking right.
I can say this on the air now, because I know hopefully Johnny will listen to it later, and it's a surprise. So, and this isn't going to come out till Wednesday night. So Tuesday night is Johnny Bailey's going away party, and we're doing a closed sign-up.
Oh my God!
Open mic.
Where the fuck
Picnic.
Is Johnny going?
You didn't hear?
No, I know. I'm
His
so
wife
in my...
got a job in fucking Portugal. They're moving to Portugal on
Holy
May 3rd.
Shit!
Wow.
Yeah, so Tuesday is his going away party at Picnic.
Oh,
so you guys should
come.
Nobody else who's listening to the podcast will be, you know, able to know about this.
If you're
ahead
listening
of time,
now,
but,
you missed it.
Yeah, missed it. But you can still wish Johnny. Happy trails or whatever the fuck you say.
That's kind of cool.
And
Portugal sounds really lovely, though.
Yeah. He's going to be our, like, European, like, loudest folk ambassador.
Well, and Johnny's so awesome. He'll thrive anywhere.
He's so
great.
He's nervous, but he's going to be fucking great.
He's talented.
He's going to be awesome.
Damn.
You do loudest folk?
Well, I'm not a musician.
Well,
but
I know.
But
I have.
They're my homies, yeah.
So, you know Willie T, Taylor?
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God,
so
yes. Were you there the last show?
No, but I know Willie T.
He's so
He's awesome. You want to hear the best story about him is his hometown elementary school asked him to direct the Christmas play, and so he wrote a musical about Santa and like corporate coming into the North Pole, and they lay off a bunch of the elves and wrote all the music and all the lines and everything and had the kids perform it, and they worked for like 3 months on it, and like he was like, it was the coolest thing ever. But
you
Willie,
just blew my mind.
He's literally the
you
coolest
literally
dude.
Literally just blew my mind.
He's the coolest dude ever.
He fucking is. He's so cool. I actually finally got to like hang out with, like meet him and hang out with him and like whatever at the Loudest Folk anniversary, which was like, I don't know, like what, a month ago, after his show, after his set. He like closed out, I think. But oh God, it was so fun.
He's kind of,
I was like
he's
a
kind
little
of a
starstruck.
Legend. He's kind
he's
of
a legend.
Legend.
And I was like hella
I didn't realize
I don't
until
get
after I met him. And so that was kind of, I met him through a mutual friend. And he's like, dude, you don't understand. This guy's like unreal. And I started listening to his music. And I got
you're
like post starstruck. Like, oh, why was I not more like reverent towards him?
I know, right?
Is this the guy he plays the, you said a tenor?
Yeah, guitar? He plays the tenor. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
Yep.
If you haven't heard Willie T. Taylor, listen to Wrong Way to Run.
You're the second person on this podcast to mention him.
Wow, we got to get him on
the
show.
Do you want to get him on the show?
Yeah, let's try to get him on the show.
He'd do it. He's fucking nice as hell.
Of course
he always he loves coming up here.
Cool.
He loves coming to Reno. He plays here all the time. Yeah.
Can we come back and do a little thing with Willie T?
Y'all work it out.
We're not good enough to play with Willie T.
Yes, you are.
No, he's so
he's so nice. He would say you guys were like the best. He would just be like,
yeah, he's a good dude.
And that was like the cool thing about that night is he's super like well known and respected, but just he's so down to earth that he couldn't believe like how good all the other like musicians that night were, and they're just like, Willie T. Taylor said I was good, and like everybody was freaking out. Like
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, first class guy for sure.
Super.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And well, I guess we will give a shout out to Spike for throwing those.
Fuck
awesome
yeah,
yeah, Spike.
Okay, so Spike is such a fucking badass. He did the Loudest Folk thing, did a few other shows, and then went on tour for like 2 weeks. Got back last night. This is what I did last night. I actually played a show with the Sam Chase. Gina Rose played a show, and he's doing a Loudest Folk on Thursday. We thought that maybe he would skip it this week because he's literally been working nonstop, but he's not. So he's doing Loudest Folk this Thursday. And then Friday, I'll go ahead and plug this since we're talking about it. Friday, he is running the Loudest Folk showcase at our 24-hour make-a-thon at the Generator, which I'm helping run.
Oh, cool.
So the 24-hour make-a-thon at the Generator, for anybody who's not familiar with what the Generator is, it's a 34,000-square-foot warehouse industrial makerspace with wood shop, metal forge, laser cutter, a tech room, sewing lab, whatever. Anything that you want to make there, you can make. Or anything you want to make, you can make there.
And you can rent studio space,
mm-hmm,
too,
you can
right?
rent studio space. But what were you saying?
I have a question. Is that where that... woman made that whale sculpture for Burning Man?
Well, it wasn't a woman.
It's a bunch of people.
It was a bunch
but
of people,
no, I know,
me.
But was it? You
you
did
are
that?
A woman.
That's incredible. No, yeah. But what? Who was the like the lead designer?
The lead artist on that was Matt Schultz.
No, okay. I don't know why, but I
his
have
doppelganger. We'll get in there.
Whoa.
They look alike sometimes. Oh. Sometimes.
Yeah, my hair's getting longer.
Yeah.
So I get the same beard and glasses. Yeah. People get confused and walk up to me and go, "Hey, Matt."
But yeah, so Matt is the executive director for the Generator.
I knew why I associated that with a woman is because the video I saw, the woman narrating it was, and
oh,
so
Kelsey.
In yeah,
yeah,
so in my mind, yeah. I was like, she did this.
Yeah, yeah.
This
Kelsey
was all.
Was
this was all her.
Kelsey was one of the lead welders on that project, and she's a fucking badass. She's awesome.
Yeah, that was.
She travels
so
around
cool.
festivals, building like festival stages, and like just makes art for a living. And I'm kind of like in awe of her every time she walks in the room. And she's also one of those like nicest people in the world, but to me she's a rock star and I'm like, oh God, why is she my friend? I'm not cool enough to talk to you.
That was one of the coolest like pieces of art that I've ever seen. I loved that.
Thanks.
That thing. So
it's
that
still
was
up.
That was awesome. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such, it was so cool.
Yeah, but so we built that at the Generator. We built a lot of things like that at the Generator. And what we're doing is a membership drive and raising money this weekend for our artist scholarship program. So we are doing 24 hours. It starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and it goes till 6 p.m. on Saturday. We've got 30 plus workshops, 20 stage performances, including we've got live musicians, we've got burlesque, we've even got drag bingo on Saturday afternoon.
Drag bingo.
Drag nice. Bingo. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
And we got a fuck ton of beer, and we've got films on tap. Coming out to show some movies, and it's just
damn.
Like pretty much, and it's family friendly. Bring your kids, whatever, except for the late night stuff. I'd say not to bring them at 2 a.m. to the Generator. That's always a bad idea.
Oh yeah, it's 24 hours.
It is 24 hours.
So I could show up at like 3:30 in the morning, just be all, I want to see some shit built.
Fuck yeah, you could. And if anybody is, I'm the volunteer coordinator, and I'm looking to get some help. I need people on the ground just to take, you know, look at IDs and take tickets and shit. So if anybody is interested in getting a free ticket, let me know and sign up to be a volunteer. Work a 2-hour shift and be part of the thing. And help
fuck
make it
yeah.
happen. But,
Cadillac Kim, yeah. still changing the world.
Do you
want to
give out the address?
Yeah, it's 1240 Ice House Avenue in Sparks off Glendale.
That's the first place I manually stimulated your mom at.
Every time. I knew that was coming. You say that every time. Thanks, Chewy.
Your mom's a grown woman. She can make a choice for herself.
That is true. anyway, right. So that's Spike, that's my Spike story. That's how hard he's working is just nonstop to do the Loudest Folk thing. So I think it's pretty cool. But yeah, so shout out to Spike.
Shout out. All right. And shout out to Matt and everybody at the Generator. Let's do another song, you guys. Let's more hear music. Some more 33 Black.
Which one are you gonna do?
Let me.
You want? We'll do Insane.
This is my favorite song.
Yeah, I know. We're doing.
I love the song.
We're doing this one specifically for you. Okay.
Yes.
Can I get an intern?
I just need to chill while we enjoy some good radio.
That's great radio.
Welcome to the Midnight Hour. That's my fake podcast that I developed in the wee hours of the night when we were recording. Every time there was silence, I would just say that because I was going insane over analyzing every single thing we were doing.
Did Shrek hear me?
Yes, they're moving.
Oh, okay.
It's not Shrek.
Did you need more beers or something?
Yeah, I just want a different kind of beer. This one's kind of warm.
I want to have a funny story about Brandon if we ever get to that.
Oh,
is Brandon here?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, both cool. of the interns are here.
I haven't
well,
seen
Brandon
either of them,
is a production except, well, assistant.
He's on.
Right.
That's why he hasn't.
That's what happens
name.
When you show up for the Christmas show, Shrek.
We ready to go?
Are we ready?
Spencer, you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
That's Richard's favorite.
Yeah,
I love that song.
It's my favorite too.
It's the craziest one.
I'll have that one. That's fine.
That's one of those ones when people ask, like, oh, what inspired that song? It was literally like, I was sitting in an anthropology class and I had nothing better to do. And we'd come up with like the riff and like the music. And I was like, I'm just going to finish this song. And
Jed just wanted to see how far he could go into that side of his mind, and he wrote that story.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. The gambler cheats on his wife with a gypsy who's also the wife's lesbian lover. That is plotting to kill him to get him out of the way.
Well, this is something. I didn't get any of that from the song, actually. I just thought it was catchy.
When you play it back,
it'll just take you, but then when you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, that's really
yeah,
insane.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Right. I like story songs that are crazy.
No, it's totally like a Last Podcast on the Left story kind of fucking. Yeah, I love it.
You're the best. Thanks,
fuck
Brandon.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, Brandon. So he came over with Brandon's girlfriend's brother, Grant, used to be an intern on this show.
Oh, Grant.
Yeah,
Grant.
You remember Grant. Well, what Grant was his nickname? Grant is now a grown-ass man.
What was his nickname?
I forget what we called him, but he was the one who was 16 you were uncomfortable.
He was jailbait, right?
Jailbait. JB. That's totally what we called him.
Yeah,
JB.
JB.
You're totally fucking right. I forgot about that.
So that's JB's sister? Is his girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point we mentioned that way back in the beginning when, but yeah.
Dude, I bet there's 60 degrees of separation to most musicians.
Especially in this podcast.
This podcast.
I run into a lot of former interns, actually, my real life, which is really strange. They're like, oh, I was an intern. I'm like, I thought I was special.
Everybody's
been an intern.
You graduated to host, so you are special because not many interns do that.
Move up the ladder.
Most of them bail on us
before that ever happens.
So it was rad. Grant came back over, and now he's a grown-ass man, and he's like 20, that's what I thought. And now he's 20 years old, and he has a job and a life and his own place, and he came over here just to record a song. So it's fucking rad. It was hella fun.
Record his song? Is he
yes.
in a band?
No, it was just a solo thing where he played acoustic guitar and sang, and it was really cool.
Neat.
But while they were over here, their little sister, who's even younger than all of them, revealed the nickname that she has for Brandon.
Oh.
She calls him Braggot.
Oh, God, why?
And it was just something she made up. She didn't mean anything by it. And as soon as she said that, I was all, is that a cross between Brandon and...
Faggot?
No, it's not.
I'm not going to call you that, Brandon.
Well, it is now. Oh,
I might still slip and call you Pyle once in a while. But
it's a sweet nickname.
Braggot.
I'm just going to call you Brandon, dude.
Yeah, it's Brandon. It's fine.
I'm uncomfortable with the Braggot, but I think it's hilarious.
Nick is very uncomfortable with the gay stuff, isn't he? Very uncomfortable.
It's not the gay. It's the offensive, you know.
Right. You don't want to fucking be offensive and say something horrible.
No.
It's you're not saying faggot, though. You're just saying braggot.
I know, but still.
So it's okay to trick Rory's little girl into saying it, but she can't even say it.
She never said it in real life.
Dirty cocksucker.
She did, though, when I got her to say America's favorite faggot.
She said
it.
Okay,
that was real.
Right.
Wasn't that this last year?
Yeah, it was so
she was playing a character
on
the show.
No, she did. She refused to say it. I said, and now just say America's favorite faggot. And she goes, Uncle Rick, I am not going to say that. And I'm all, honey, it's for me. You're saying it about me. I'll only use it for me. And she said, I know that that's your and my dad's special word, but I can't say it. It was
that's
so
you
adorable.
And Rory's special word.
Right. Because Rory has explained to her that he's kind of a queer, so he's allowed to say faggot if he wants to, but that she shouldn't. So,
wow.
Oh, you don't like chicks.
Right. Exactly, honey. So, anyway.
Oh, anyway.
But I thought that was fun and funny.
Right on.
Now, it's been a long time since we did You Know What, Nick.
And I want to do this, but we're going to make it quick. That's the one question per host, and we're only doing the host this week, me, you, and Kim, and that's it, okay?
Yep.
So give me the music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. That's right, it's time for the Worst Little Quiz on the Worst Little Podcast. This is where we're going to ask you some questions. We're each going to ask you one question, all three of you guys, from all three of us. And I'm going to start out with the mother of all questions. Now that you are the age of 21, I'm comfortable with asking you, please, to be naming the circumstances, location, and age of your deflowering.
I was...
All right, we'll start out with Travis.
Should I go first?
Yeah, let's start out with Travis. I'm going to score you on the quiz.
This is a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was 14 in my family's barn on some hay.
Holy shit.
Dude, was it with like a human?
Wait. You're like in a country band and you lost your virginity in a barn on hay.
Are you making that up?
No, I'm not making that up.
Was it with a human woman?
Yeah, I didn't have a. Yeah, I didn't.
But
the
horse wanted in on the action, too.
Yeah, no. The horses were in the barn. There's like a separate little stall for the hay. And,
Was it? And it was your barn,
and
not her barn.
And she was on top, and there was hay, like, you know, poking me in the ass. It was.
This is literally a country music video.
Wow.
I mean, literally, and, you should make this a video.
Well, except that they were 14.
I really.
Oh, well.
Was she also 14?
I mean.
She was 3 years older.
Oh.
Or 2 years older, 3 grades ahead.
Weird.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay.
And now I have a couple follow-up questions. Was this after school, or was it on when your parents were out of town, or what? When was this?
I think my parents were home. That's why we were in the barn.
Okay. That comes clear.
Oh,
second follow-up question. Was there a follow-up date? Did you get to... do some more of that.
No.
Like,
no.
You just did this and never talked to her again.
All right. Pretty good score, though, man. Because of location.
That's not bad.
Location is everything. All right, Jed?
All right, I was 15 at my parents' house. I have a brother that's 10 years younger than me, so my 5-year-old brother was downstairs, and a girl that I had known for probably a few years, and we had been flirtatious, was babysitting him. And I was upstairs probably late afternoon, early evening. Mm-hmm. And I was doing what 15-year-old boys do when their parents aren't home and, getting
You're
ready.
Watching porn.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
and I get a knock on the door. Well, not really knock, just kind of barge through. And
Walked in on you wanking it?
Yeah, and we had been flirtatious, and so it just kind of happened from there.
Was she like, wait a minute, don't put that away.
That was like the last porno I watched.
I was wearing Superman boxers.
Wasn't that in
with
Hedwig?
My dick sticking out of the Superman boxers. So it wasn't like it was, it was
wow.
There's that scene in Hedwig, though.
You're getting a little, I don't know, this is a tight race. Spencer, you go.
Shit.
Who we haven't talked to all day. It's a person.
And you bring this
about.
Up.
Yeah.
college, and that's all I'm going to say.
Right. Okay. Spencer, not interested in winning the quiz.
Spencer is married, so.
And he's a good guy.
I'm going for mystery points. Yeah.
Mystery points.
I'm going to give you a couple extra points for
college
mystery.
Is where everyone loses their virginity if they do it right.
All
right.
I have a question. Travis.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of pork, and where do you like to stick it?
My favorite kind of pork. Okay. like actual pork. My brother's full Filipino, and he makes some awesome lechon, is what they call it. And then I like to stick the pork in my mouth.
Okay.
Right. Lechon.
You like pork
lechon?
In
it's
your
like
mouth.
It's like what it's like okay. The luau. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. No. Yeah, it's like this. It's like how they do it in a luau, like Hawaii.
Okay.
They just roast it all day. It's really good.
I have two answers. One of them's fun, my own, and wherever I can get it. And the second answer to that question is pork tenderloin, and also in my mouth.
We are winning for we're playing for points here. So,
oh
yes.
Shoot!
So
shit.
Answer one.
I'm gonna go with this.
We'll go with
I'm gonna go
one.
With my
we're
first.
Go
I'm gonna go with my
one.
First
yeah.
one. Yeah.
So lie.
I'm going with the funny one. Okay. And Spencer.
Absolutely ribs. And most of the time it makes it to my mouth, but sometimes I'll jostle it within my ear canal so I can get some of that sauce later on.
Oh,
what the fuck?
I'm going to give
you... You guys don't do that?
Yes. We're going to give you weird points. It's
abstract
fine.
Points.
Abstract points. Mystery and abstract points. All right, Rick.
Okay.
Which member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
Ooh.
Are they old enough to have seen the Breakfast
yeah,
Club?
Yeah, I love that movie.
Well, obviously, Who's like the creepy dude?
What, Johnny Bender?
Yep, Bender. I'm Bender.
Okay.
Like hands down.
Well, I love Bender. That's awesome.
Jed, I know who you are.
No, what's the girl that's also in 16 Candles?
Molly Ringwald. Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald is who I identify most with in that movie.
Faggot.
Pretty cool. All right, Spencer.
I haven't seen that movie.
Right. Shit.
Oh, boo.
All right.
You're
going to
fucking
can
lose
I
this.
Spencer,
wait,
have you
Spencer,
not seen
can
that?
Spencer, Spencer, what was the first album you ever bought with your own money since you haven't seen that movie?
Ooh. Album?
Yes. Record, disc.
Tape.
Oh,
whatever was around when you
can
were
I,
a child.
Can I just say mine after his?
It was a Rush CD.
Not bad.
Okay. Not bad.
I hate it, but the rest of the world.
You're
going to
get a couple points for that.
Mine was No Strings Attached, NSYNC, and you don't, I don't have to get points for that. But.
Actually, I'm going to take some points away from you for that.
Dirty cocksucker.
Might as well.
I've only ever bought one album.
What?
Yeah, I've only ever bought one, like, hard case CD.
What was it?
It was in 2013, Arctic Monkeys AM.
Oh, that's a good album, actually. Dude. Yeah. That's a real good album.
All right.
Arctic Monkeys, wow.
Yeah, and I love it. I love that whole album.
You came of age, like, in the streaming era. Yeah,
He actually, that
like,
was,
when you go to shows, you don't buy...
That is, yeah, it still is. I mean,
but, like, when you go to shows, you don't buy CDs to, like, support the bands
I bought another one recently once I moved to Reno, Charlie Crockett. He played with the Turnpike Troubadours. If you know them, they're a country band. They played at Cargo.
He's got a great voice.
I have a collection of CDs and tapes that I will never fucking open just because I wanted the touring band to get some money. I'm like, here's my money.
See, you're one of the good people.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, yeah.
She's so supportive. Good.
Most people, my own sister, when we released our stuff on iTunes, was like, hey, is it on Apple Music? And I said, yeah. And she goes, cool, I'm just going to go listen to it for free.
All right. Hey, let's tally it up. Here we go.
Wait, no. Now we got to do rapid fire.
Oh,
no.
You want everybody to get a rapid fire.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Rick, you start.
Oh, I'm going to let Chewie ask mine.
Are you circumcised?
Chewie wants to know for rapid fire, are you circumcised or not?
Clean cut.
Yes.
Yes?
Three yeses, Rick.
Well, that third yes was a question mark. We'll have to ask his wife.
Half job.
That changes nothing. Cadillac, you got a fast one?
Beatles or Elvis?
Elvis.
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 Oh, country band is saying Elvis, yeah.
All three Elvises?
Didn't see that coming.
All right. That changes nothing on your score.
No.
Okay, my final one. DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Marvel. Neither. Jeez.
I am with you, Spencer.
Do the interns have any questions?
Nope. The interns don't count.
No, let me tell you something. This show's running long. We gotta get back
to
it. All right, so it turns out Jed is our winner with 60 points.
Yeah.
Silver medalist Travis and Spencer comes in third with 30 points.
Oh.
Travis
but
got
you're
47.
You're all winners for playing.
What? That's right. 47? How do we get an... You're right, you're right. Good, good, everything's good.
It was a pretty close race, but...
Damn, okay, you're like the second
Jed
most
ran
interesting
away with it.
Virginity story. The first most interesting that I've ever heard on this show was a dude who lost his virginity in eighth grade in his middle school.
In school?
In school.
Wow.
Like, that's awesome. In his middle school. What?
It's a lie, but it's awesome.
It probably was. I don't know. I believe
my godbrother, through the Catholic Church, lost his on a bus in seventh grade.
Was it with a priest?
No.
Oh, everyone says that.
I know.
That was like the next year.
When that happens, everyone loses the quiz.
Everyone loses.
Bring it down again.
Sorry. Oh, boy.
Should we get some more music?
Yes, absolutely.
I have a question. How many more songs are we going to get?
However many
two?
You want.
Two? Oh,
two we'll sounds play. Good. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do we play?
Kiss the Sky.
Okay.
My soul, these wings were never made.
That was 33 Black with their hit, Kiss This Guy.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Those were actually the original lyrics, but Dick decided that it would probably be more like, you know,
you reach more, a broader audience.
More successful. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's hotter if the guys think you're straight.
They look like a challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Oh, you know what we haven't done in a long time? And I hate to jump away from the band for a second. We haven't hit up our Patreon in forever.
Yeah, we gotta pay the bills, so let's do the Patreon commercial.
You guys, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast is where you would go if you wanted to help us carry this burden of this show.
That's right. We're 8 years deep. Rick's been losing $200-$300 a week doing this show. So come on, you cheap asses, and pitch in. You could do $1 a month. You could do $5 a month and be a real hero. You could be a fucking savior and do $20 a month.
Holy shit, we would love you
so
much.
We have different levels, and you get absolutely nothing but satisfaction. And you could write in anything you want to challenge us. And the more money you give us, we're going to do it on the air for you. Keep telling more, Rick.
So we love you all, and we love Reno, and we do this so that we can archive Reno music. And if you want to help us to make sure that this will always happen, we would love if you'd give a little bit to our Patreon. So patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. We haven't mentioned it in 3 shows because we're so fucking lazy.
And if you already have done that, thank you.
You are the specialist people on earth, and we only have a tiny handful of Patreon people. So if you sign up now, you will be very special to us.
That's right. And you know that Rick is in with the Lord. He's one of Jesus' favorite people, and if you do good with Rick, you're doing good with Jesus.
Jesus loves everyone, but Uncle Rick is his favorite.
Fucking A.
That's the truth. The truth spoken on the podcast.
Dude, Travis, didn't you tell me recently, I don't know if we can talk about this, that you went into like L.A. or someplace and saw some record people?
And they said...
We have so many music... We have so many music people listening to this. I just wanted to know what the fuck... How did that happen?
I'm going
to
shout you out real quick. I went there down to Capitol Records, and we played our stuff through Studio A. Keith Urban was right fucking next to me, in the studio next to me.
Damn.
And they let us play our stuff, and 5 audio engineers were in there. The head of the building was in there with me. And we played our shit through that huge system. And he said, it sounds amazing. It sounds like a record. He said, it's really well recorded, was the first thing he said out of his mouth.
So thank you for that.
And he said, where did you record this at? I said, I recorded this in a home studio, and he said, it's badass. It sounds as good as anything that came out of here.
Definitely a microphone thing. All those new mics you got.
Yep.
Yeah, Rick.
Well, it helps that their voices sound amazing easily. Like, it's not, I didn't have to work that hard to make these guys sound good. But, holy shit, okay, that part blew my mind. But how the fuck did you get a meeting at that kind of,
How did you do that?
Wait, that's me too?
Yeah. So, no, it was actually through the phone, I guess. That's how that shit works, a friend of a friend of a friend, right?
Uh-huh.
My dad's friend that he works with knows the guy down there, and he had heard our stuff through the phone. He's like, you know, like, what song is that? And then, he just overheard our stuff, and he really liked it, and he said, you need to go talk to this guy down here. And we did, and... Our stuff sounded great, but I mean, you know, the A&R guys are swimming in demos, and
Why are you doing the ball juggling motion?
I'm like, what happened? What happened? I'm touching these balls, and I need to know.
Well, like to get like signed, you know, like being good's just a really good start.
Yeah.
And they signed live acts, but he said, you know what, if you guys sound this good, like I have no doubt if you wanted to do that, like with your lives, you'd get signed real quick.
So what's going on?
Cool.
Is that your next move? Like, what's the next
God
move?
Damn! I wish somebody told me that.
More shows.
More shows.
Did they say that when I was gone? Get some miles. This new?
What?
Did they say anything about this when I was gone?
Who?
These guys about what's next? I don't want to ask them the same questions.
Oh no! Okay. No, they didn't. They did not.
Talk to me about your shows.
What shows are coming up for you guys?
We only have
one on the docket right now. It's super busy right
one
now.
One coming up right now. Yeah, we're all in school, and Spencer's got a job at the university. Spencer's a scientist at the university.
Oh,
right,
that's nice.
Spencer.
That's right.
Right on.
I graduate in 2 weeks.
Oh, sweet.
So yeah. I'm swamped.
What's your major?
It is journalism, but you know, not actual journalism, more like, you know, the bad side of journalism, public relations.
That's great. No,
that's
great.
That's going to help
journal.
You, man.
Yeah.
That's going to help
you.
Yeah,
nice Green Street Hooligans.
Yes, I was hoping someone would get
Green Street Hooligans reference. So
I wish I had done that.
It's fun. It's a lot of really interesting people that teach at the journalism school, and I feel lucky that I've gotten to have such awesome professors who can tell awesome stories because they all have actual life experience working in the field instead of just like, you know, being like, oh, you know.
I've had a lot of friends who've graduated from your program, actually, like who've done that and who've gone on to do really, really good things, like Evan, for instance. Evan Tyler. He's living in New York now, running the Abbey Agency. You were here for the, maybe you missed that show, Frank Friday.
Oh, no, I was here for Frank Friday.
Yeah, that's Evan. Yeah,
okay,
sorry,
when you say Frank Friday, I know who you're talking about. I forgot his name. Real name is Evan.
Alter ego, but a lot of cool people. My friend Megan did that program. She's doing it. Like, everybody's doing their thing. Like, everybody that I know who's graduated from your program is actually working in their field and doing
Marcus,
like, good stuff.
This black dude, Marcus, who worked, he was in the journalism program there. He was on the radio now. He was on KUNR. Yeah, he's on that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually one of like the coolest things is that they do such a good job at KUNR. They actually, I think they just got like a way bigger like antenna so they can broadcast like way further.
What channel are they on? I've never heard him.
Yeah, good. Of course,
it's
like
87.7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
thanks, Nick.
KUNR.
You're welcome. Awesome. Yeah. No, I just
it's NPR.
One of the like friends I've made through that school, Jamie. He did a lot of work with them, and so he was telling me about it. So, unfortunately, I didn't know enough.
So you guys are finishing up. You're graduating or no, Travis?
I got a little while left.
So you guys
is this really
still
like,
in
is
school?
This really like a journalist, a scientist, and a hayseed?
A journalist, a scientist, and a Travis. Well,
hey, no, we should
start
out. What do you do?
Well, if this music stuff doesn't work out, I'm only good at manual labor and crime. So
hit me up. If this shit don't work, man. I'll get work for you. Stick with crime.
You're the man. Yeah. Our next show's in Chico on June 14th.
Okay. Right.
Have you guys ever
been
to Chico, California?
I hate Chico.
Yeah, I like Chico.
I fucking hate Chico.
Well, Travis said he loved Chico because it didn't work out.
Travis liked Chico too much.
I love Chico because of drugs.
Travis liked Chico too much.
Yeah. I like Chico a little
too
much.
It's a party town.
No, but he's got...
Which one of you guys got the meth?
Yeah,
exactly. There's a lot of good people in Chico. There's a lot of good people in Chico.
I snort all the time nowadays.
Not anymore, Riku. Not anymore.
Do half of it right now and half after the show.
Right.
And if any...
Take a little bump for the morning.
If any A&R guys are listening, we're just joking. These guys are fucking professional. They don't do
clean
drugs.
As a fucking whistle, mate.
They don't fuck up their lives. They're
he's
they're
also
actually,
British now.
Yeah. As soon as I get signed, I'm turning British.
I told you that Arctic Monkeys thing took a hit on him really hard.
I
for a while, he only wore leather jackets for a long time.
It's all right. Madonna moved there, and all of a sudden she's English and she talks like this, and you're all
right.
What the fuck, Madonna?
See, I would.
You're from fucking Detroit.
See, but shit, dude, I spend 8 hours a day speaking Spanish, and I come home and I'm like, "What are we going to do about that thing?" Like, I'm just like, I'm totally fucking.
Hey, and I make
it
fun of.
Take much.
I make fun of Madonna, but I know if I ever in my life move somewhere where it's an accent, I will get off the plane and be like, "Cheerio, you know, shrimp on the barbie."
You're in Jamaica.
So
they're
offensive.
Like, "What? Why are you talking that way?"
So nothing here. Okay, so you've got a show in Chico. Nothing here yet. But I
finishing school,
I
doing
anticipate
stuff.
Oh wait, you guys will be playing out this summer quite a bit in Reno. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook or something?
We have Instagram. Instagram at 33 Black Band. 33 Black Band, all one word.
You guys got nude pics on that?
Wait, it sounds like it's 33 black bands.
33 black rubber bands.
There is a Facebook, band. But it hasn't been updated since August, which is not good.
Yeah, I know, I saw that.
We made a Facebook? That's cool.
I did my research, you guys.
And then be sure to check us out on iTunes. We have two EPs out right now, Discover 1 and 2, both recorded here at Dogwater.
It's fucking awesome.
Which apparently sounds fucking great.
With Dick himself.
I'll link
Capitol Records said it sounded great.
I will link all of that in the blog.
And so did Rob Spiewak from me and Rick's radio show. Remember when he mailed something in for this band we will not mention on my show. But
you and Rick have a radio show besides this?
No, this was the same show, but a while back.
Okay.
He mailed something in for a contest. They fucking won, and the Rob Spiewak said it was because...
Again, a great recording.
That's Rob Spiewak. Say it again.
Again, a great recording.
Yeah. which is
it off the show. I was like, oh my god, Rob! I worship Rob Spiewak. He's one of my favorite.
Well, just know
I'm
you're a fucking you're a magician, Dick.
Yeah.
Everybody's
magic Dick.
Magic.
Do you play the harp?
I only said I always call you Richard, but Dick was the thing to say, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it when I like it when people call me Richard. It's not
Richard.
Bad.
So, what are you guys doing this week?
My sister calls me that when I'm in trouble.
Yeah, what's coming up? What do we got?
I have a thing.
I'm going to be in Hedwig from Wednesday through Saturday, so I ain't doing shit until after that.
Do you guys know Hellbound Glory?
Oh, yeah, Hellbound. Okay. Is that this Wednesday?
Wait, you're looking like deer in the headlights. You don't know.
I know of them. I don't know enough
about
them.
Oh, you got to, because you might open for them, which is a big deal.
Talking to your mind.
I'm deer in headlights because I want to go to Hedwig really bad.
Well, no. Okay, so this Wednesday, the NBA. Are you guys familiar with NV89?
Mm-hmm.
What they do there? They're doing their weekly locals only series, and this week it's Hellbound Glory, and it's free at the Brew Brothers. After 10, I think, what is it? Yeah, 10 to midnight. It's $8.91 for an all you can drink like beer wristband. So
And Hellbound Glory,
go get some fucking cheap drinks and.
Hellbound Glory was just featured in Rolling Stone Country. Tanya Tucker singing with them and shit.
They're from
there's
here?
A video out.
Yeah, they're from here.
They're like one of the more.
They're
been around forever.
Real scumbag country.
That's what we like, baby.
Then you have to go Wednesday night.
Do y'all know them?
What's that?
Yeah, we know them.
Oh, yeah, I know, Leroy. We've had
introduced one time.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. If we're in the same spot. But if not, just walk right up to Leroy and just be like, hi, yeah, we're in this band, and you're awesome. Make sure you tell him he's awesome.
They're fucking cool.
They've got to be one of the most famous bands from Reno, right?
Yeah.
Definitely
if not the most.
Been at it for a while.
Yeah,
7 Seconds is probably the most famous.
Yeah, but yeah, Hellbound Glory, you guys would probably really love. And even if you don't love them, they're essential country music from Reno.
Definitely.
You have to go see them.
Yeah.
I highly doubt you're not going to like them.
I've seen him with tons of, like, a sold out, like when they play the Saint or something, and I've seen him with nobody there over at Davidson's.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what do you want to hear?
They're great no matter what.
And
awesome.
Dude just wants to do it every day. He doesn't give a fuck. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, Leroy
that's what
is
we like.
1,000% in this guy.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And
yeah.
Kid
when
Rock
you meet
took him on a
like,
boat tour or something.
Yeah.
They played on a boat and shit.
Kid Rock.
Well, you know, when Kid Rock went country,
like
he fell in love
like
with Hellbound
Kid Rock
Glory,
at all.
So.
Oh, because I like Kid Rock.
That's okay.
I used to like Kid Rock.
That's okay.
They were saying
I was 14.
I like balls in your mouth, Kid Rock. Not
speaking
the country stuff so much, but
when they played with Kid Rock, they were like, "Fuck, he's actually really good."
Aww. Yeah,
that makes me so sad to hear.
I fucking dig Kid Rock.
Yeah, they said everybody makes fun, but when you fucking see him play live, he fucking kicks ass.
He does.
I just like him because him and his sons whooped some dude's ass in a Waffle House, and I heard about it, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, my Kid God. Rod.
Speaking of people we like, it's really funny because I feel like none of us actually listen to the same kinds of music. There's a little bit of crossover, and so it's kind of like we don't know what to call it because it's this weird amalgamation of all this different stuff that we've listened to over the years, and so everyone wants to call it different stuff
I'll call it whatever you call it
and each one of our tastes of music is so crazy different too. I like John Mayer and Jack White and Jed Oasis is his band I would never have thought that
see Oasis
he surprises me every time he fucking opens his mouth
he'll be like
what the fuck, you've heard of that?
One time I got made fun of because I told him how big of a fan of the Smiths I was, and he goes and he's like, oh, I was wearing a cardigan, he goes, you look like someone that would be a Morrissey fan. He's like, and he goes, oh yeah, my favorite band's The Cure, and that's what prompted the question. I said, do you like The Smiths? He goes, I like The Smiths, I don't like the fact that when I put on The Cure radio on Pandora, all you fucking get is The Smiths.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, and by you like The Cure, you mean you just want to hear The Smiths and
no
Cure.
Nobody actually likes Morrissey.
What, did you try to reverse that and play play Smiths
as
Pandora?
As a human, he's really not.
Spencer, what have you been listening to lately? What's your favorite song right now? Not of all time, just right now.
Oh my God.
Just top of your head, what have you been blasting in your car lately?
I've been listening to a lot of Tool.
There you go.
So we're all over the board.
When
I
work out. Do you listen to country music?
Yeah, I do. It's mostly when I exercise. It's kind of the only time I have time to work out.
Only when you're in the barn.
Not like
on the hay.
Yeah,
dude, that drummer is insane, right? Oh, the Tool so drummer. Good.
The they're all really
awesome. I appreciate all that.
Yeah,
they all do. But they're, I like the Arctic Monkeys too.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like the Arctic Monkeys?
No, they're good. Yeah. That album.
That album, that album is sex. That album
is it's fucking good.
Yeah, that's their best. I mean, yeah. It's for me. It's a toss up between Suck It that and Suck It and See because I love the rebel 50s vibes of Suck It and
See. I love
C,
the, when they do
but
a
AM
thing.
Is just like you feel like such a badass listening to him.
It's, no, he designed it to sound badass in the car or whatever you're doing and.
Yeah. Yeah.
But do you guys think you'll ever explore some other musical avenues?
You should hear the shit that goes on in Garage. It's just like it's like 24/7 changing. Like some days it'll be, you know, like soft, like almost R&B kind
in
of
your
that's all my fault because I'm so poor.
We have probably played our most similar songs tonight.
What I love is that I'm so polar with things. I play whatever I'm feeling, and Jed can write to anything. So, like, a lot of our songs are written to the music, which is hard to do. Mm. A lot of our songs, I'd probably say, like, what?
It's probably half and half.
Sometimes, like, Jed will write just some lyrics, and I'll produce around it. But then sometimes I'll just come up with something, and Jed will have... And those are the quickest songs that you've written. Like, a lot of the songs that we played today were just, like...
Seems like it's easier to write lyrics to music than it is to write music to lyrics.
It just depends. I mean, there's two different kind of people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a book with like hundreds of songs of just stuff that I've written with just sitting with me and an acoustic guitar. And that's why I think that it ended up working because he kind of forced me to, you know, put an electric guitar in my hands, start jamming around with him. And that inspired me in an entirely different way. Like, I would have never wrote Insane with just me and an acoustic guitar. You know what I mean? That was based on the fact that I just hit a big A chord with a lot of gain and that sounds awesome. And then he put something to it, and then I came home and said, hey, the song's done. He goes, what song? I was like, remember that little thing we were jamming around?
Well, that's happened about three times is I've had a riff, and then Jed goes to class and then comes back like, hey, it's done. What's done? We didn't have any.
Are you sure you're going to graduate? Because it sounds like you don't really like pay attention that much.
On that subject, I don't feel like I deserve a degree, but somehow I'm going to walk away with one.
I don't think I'm going to get one.
Yeah, but God bless Spencer, because for the first probably 2 or 3 months that we were working together, he would literally just like come in and every time would be like, hey, we got a new song. And he'd be like,
let's do it.
He'd be like, all right, cool.
Spencer, what is your background? Are you like...
Spencer, what the fuck are you a scientist of? Right now I'm just picturing you as the guy in the Thomas Dolby video.
Oh, yeah, we didn't explain that.
What are you a scientist of?
I don't even know if he is a scientist, my bad.
Science.
My background is in plant biotech. I went to South Dakota State and then moved to Reno. And being in the desert,
are you gonna be a weed scientist now?
No,
lots of plant life in
Go
the desert,
fire,
right?
Baby.
Right. But I've been really fortunate to have gotten into a lab that does research on muscular dystrophy.
Oh, cool!
So it's different from me, but
technology, and now you're working on MS.
I guess it's muscular all kind of like cell biology. So like when you get down to it, it's all just. You mix two clear liquids together, you put it in a machine, and then you see what happens, and then, like, microscope work. It's a lot of shared skills, so
holy shit. Dude, you guys are so much cooler than I thought you
were.
Spencer's
really
probably
cool
the most interesting
like,
one.
We're still trying to...
cool and impressive, right. but I meant, like, what's your, like, musical background? Like, are you a professional musician? Or are you, like, because you're a really good drummer.
Oh, thank you.
Like, what is your, like, technical background, I guess? Like, how long have you been playing drums?
Yeah, since middle school.
Oh, shit.
Also lucky, one of my good friends, Logan, he, I don't know, just so ahead of his age. He was listening to, like, Zappa and Pink Floyd and Tool, you know, by the time we were in early high school. And he's like, we're going to play a song in 10-8 and just really challenging.
10-8?
Yeah, just
time?
Really challenging. Yeah, really challenging stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know
what
that means.
Either.
He's just making shit up.
No, I'm not.
He's just making shit up.
Straight up, we're both.
I'm not lying.
Jed and I would never even know
exist.
What that even
no.
means.
Yeah, no. Like that's probably
there
why
there is a drummer up here, and he's like, I don't even know what that means.
We're both
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, no, think about it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Stop it.
Oh my God, are you speaking binary?
Yeah, see, that's the thing is like I have no idea what that means.
I'm not. Yeah.
Well, Jed and I just started playing music within the like the past 3 years since basically we were
really.
Yeah, we started like our last year of high school together.
He learned. I think he learned guitar a year before me, and I felt left out. And so I was like, I'm gonna learn guitar. And so I was like, here's a G chord and a D chord and a C chord, and that's all I'm gonna learn for the next 5 years.
Learned to play Wonderwall so you can get chicks.
He learned to play. He learned to play the chords. He learned to play the chords.
Yeah, I know it.
I mean, if you want to play Wonderwall, we can play Wonderwall.
But yeah, Spencer is hands down
with the capo,
the best
though,
musician in the group.
Actually, dude.
Yeah, he seems like he's got his shit together. Like you're like the serious one, and like the
Spencer is hands down the best musician in the group.
I just went to open mic like all the time when I was in a high school, and I was in a band in college. Actually, with Bobby, Jed mentioned him earlier. We were in a band together.
What were they called?
We were the New FM, and.
And you guys are all from here, right? So this would have been local?
We both grew up in Northern California.
I moved from South Dakota.
South Dakota, yeah.
Oh, okay. So your band was in South Dakota.
He's also the most country one.
Oh, okay. Just because he's from South Dakota?
I don't know.
I've never been.
Obviously. I don't know. You're pretty hit.
You're not fucking anybody on hay, but.
That's right. You lost your shit in a barn.
Right. You may be a journalist and you may be a scientist, but Travis once boned a chick in a barn, okay?
That's some country ass shit
Fuck
right
yeah.
there.
I said that was my first time, not once.
Yeehaw.
Did you ever do it in a NASCAR car?
I've never seen a NASCAR race. I don't understand it. Yeah, I'm not.
He's not that side of the country.
Redneck? Okay. No.
Well, right. We won't let your fans know that yet.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. If they ask you if you see NASCAR, you just say yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, okay. So here's my wish for this band. I hope I see you guys soon, and I hope you don't stick to a genre because it sounds like you guys are pretty versatile. So when I see you out,
yeah, let's get some of that
fusion. Reno
I'll see
has,
you on Tuesday.
I'll be there Tuesday. You're gonna come Tuesday?
Pig, yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'll be there. Cool. So Reno has kind of like a weird thing in its music culture right now, and that is a lot of crossover shows. Historically, you know, well, most places do. They try to find supporting acts that are, you know, similar to their openers or whatever, but not here and not lately.
Yeah.
Because mostly we're running out of local bands. So this is a public service announcement to local bands. Hi. Say hi.
Hi.
let us know if you'd like to open a show, because we'll book you. So we're booking. You know, people are booking country acts with, you know,
and I love it.
Punk bands or
whatever.
That was kind of our last one.
No, yeah, and I love it. Our last one was probably, us, a super punk band, and then Sad Giants is like punk influence, but pretty, like. It's Brock.
Fluid, yeah.
Brock.
Yeah.
That's what you would say, too?
Brock? Bro Rock? Wait, what's Brock?
No. Rock.
I thought you said
Brock.
Brock. I'm like, what the fuck is Brock?
I don't... If there ever
just
was...
invented it. It's Bro
yeah,
Rock.
Bro
okay.
Rock.
Well,
there's,
it's like
there is Bro
thing.
Country. There's Bro Country. Oh,
Lord.
Nickelback is Bro Rock.
It is.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
We just discovered something.
Also,
look at this photograph.
I really like Nickelback.
Okay, and on that
anyway.
Note, you guys, we're going to wind this show up. Let's wind this show
play
up.
Out.
You guys will play us out. Cadillac Kim, do you want to say the goodbyes?
Thanks for showing up and being on our show, and you guys are fucking rad. For Dogwater Dick, for Nick, for Rory, who's not here, we miss him, and for Chewy, wherever the fuck you are. This is Cadillac Kim, and thanks for listening.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All right, this is we'll play one a little bit different. This one's called Looking For Me. Thank you guys for having us on the podcast. We really appreciate it. Except for you, Dick. We hate you. So follow us on all social media accounts and all that good stuff, and catch us on iTunes. Not afraid to reinvent, but I still haven't found who I'm gonna be. Yeah. I've been looking for something. I've been looking for something. So
just need direction. Yeah, baby, tell me where to go. Cause I can't, no, I can't follow. My broken arrow, no, no. I've been looking for something, yeah. Find what it is I need. I've been looking for something, yeah. So baby, please come looking for me. Oh, all these counterfeits and lies, all this shit on this heart of mine, I guess I'll keep on trying.